I'm Peter Solomon. You're listening to WCVE Public Radio. Glows in the Dark, the Richmond-based quintet led by guitarist and composer Scott Burton, has just released a new EP called Research and Development. The title is a fitting one. Scott likes to experiment with his music, and with each new project, he pushes himself and his band in new directions. On this latest effort, he's collaborated with rap artists to create a blend of experimental jazz and hip-hop. In a few minutes, I'll speak with Scott about this new music, but in the meantime, here's one of the tunes from the new EP. It's called Up and Down on WCVE Public Radio.
Our watches. Better timekeeper depends on hand speed. Advanced study and love commenced the fall of 09. Why are they ignoring you? What did you do? You can sleep at night and live with yourself, right? Aye, then, scandalous and trifling. The same place that lightning never strikes again. So you can't date an ex again. Didn't say Mexican. Chaos since birth. Evil will toward fellow men. Currently American. Recently West Indian. Ancient times African. Honestly, still parts unknown. He's got a crush on you, doesn't he? It makes you feel good, doesn't it? Yet still ornery and obstinate. Crimes, pride, prejudice, and punishment. Above all, do no harm. Waiting on this hit LL Cool J was supposed to write for me an hour ago. Feels like 9 a.m. Monday morning with 8 hours to go. Seems faster watching flowers grow. Got dissed, edge of a cliff. Today seems dedicated to money and power for sure. As we scour for more, facts are facing us. The whiskey sour is too sweet, so are hard drugs. Up and down, heaven, hell. Yay or nay, balance is where I'd like to stay. Same show, different hotel. Blame blow if you didn't do well. Load in, sound check, they're still tired as hell. Few more hours till doors open, got time to kill. 6 million vices to try, one will choose you, one birth, one death, it won't skip you.
Music from the new Glows in the Dark EP, Research and Development, released digitally this week. The musicians were Scott Burton on guitar, Cameron Ralston on bass, Reggie Pace on trombone, Scott Clark on drums, and John Lilly on tenor saxophone. The MC was an Atlanta-based artist called Count Bass D. I asked the band leader Scott Burton about how the project came about.
The way the project actually came into being, I had worked with some producers before that would remix material of ours. So we put out an album a couple years ago called Beach of the War Gods. And one of the things that we did with that was I was very interested in getting people to remix that. One producer that really took interest in our work was this Atlanta-based MC named Count Bass D. He was really vocal and basically wanting to work with us. And he's the one that hooked us up with all the other people that are on the album. What happened was after he had remixed our tracks, I was very happy with what he did. And I was looking for a new project for us to work on. And I asked him for a track. I wanted him to just send me a verse of him rapping with no music behind it, just for us to experiment with. I was like, I told him, I don't know what's going to happen with this, but just, you know, I'd love to get a verse just to mess around with.
Once in a red sun, I evaluate how the South was won. Godly power on earth is a gun, equally as deadly as the tongue. A vow of silence isn't nearly as fun. Esau's ladder rung by rung.
What started as just an experiment turned into this process of taking verses from different MCs that were sent to me without any beats behind them. and then going about orchestrating music for Glows to play live in the studio behind it. So basically what we would do is I would get a verse and write music, you know, complete with improvisation involved. You know, there was always sections for us to expand on. But we were always working with these pre-recorded verses that didn't have any context to them. So it was all about getting these things and trying to give them a new context.
The processes that Scott employs to develop these musical contexts are sometimes complex and perhaps not immediately obvious.
The EP opens with the track Fluorescence, featuring John Robinson. It's actually kind of a take on Terry Riley's composition In C.
Now, who's Terry Riley?
Terry Riley is a avant-garde minimalist composer. I would say he was probably most active in the late 60s.
Kind of like contemporary of Philip Glass or something?
Definitely, okay. Definitely. And so he has this piece called In C, which is all built on everyone, basically you have an ensemble and everyone has the same music. They have the same like two bar segments. So they'll have, let's say, 22 measure segments. Everyone's the exact same. And the point is that everyone starts at the same time, but you can go from one two-bar section to the next one anytime you want. And so the piece starts with everyone starting in the same place and then moving through at your own pace. Then the piece ends when everyone gets to the last two-bar segment. And so what we did is did the same thing, only it was in a different key. I mean, obviously, I wrote different two-bar sections for everyone. And so there's a guitar pattern that I play on top of that. So what you hear when you listen to it is you'll hear me playing this fingerstyle guitar pattern and then everyone else in the band moving through this these melodies.
With all of this going on, it may seem surprising how well it all comes together. Here's Glows in the Dark with MC John Robinson and the track Fluorescence from Research and Development on WCVE Public Radio.
It's that inner passion, you know, the sensation. You feel it, you know, as a creative person, you gotta feel it, definitely. It's electric, man, for real. It glows, it's that inner light. Sometimes you just gotta let it shine out on the world. You can't hold it in forever. Let it glow, man. Dark from light, a blank movie screen. Building a concept and ideas to fulfill your dreams. So ill it seems, surreal, usually greatness does. Speaking on destiny, it's way beyond your basic buzz. Acoustic newness pump the sound so warm and vibrant. You never have to guess where the vibes went. It's live with a rage that's built from driving focus. Glowing, out of stillness he derived an opus. Showing the unseen nuggets that don't reach the public. Shining with a vibe that's live and the people love it. Dug it, some still call it subterranean. Exotic like the light of the sun over the Mediterranean. Claiming it, my heart and soul of the real. With a pride that yearns for a golden appeal. Flip a token, what you hoping for? Heads or tails? Proudly spoken, straight glowing, what most potent is ill. Word up is real. Music lovers filled with intense heat. Illuminate the inner passions through rhythms we speak. Shine with the design, the instruments listen is deep. And it glows like fluorescence, embrace the essence. Music lovers filled with intense heat. Illuminate the inner passions through rhythms we speak. Shine with the design, the instruments listen is deep. And it glows like fluorescence, embrace the essence. And it glows, it glows. It glows like fluorescence, embrace the essence. And it glows, it glows. It glows like fluorescence, embrace the essence. Intensify with colors, golden token spoken. Holding the weight of the elements while floating. High above the clouds in the nighttime, the right time. Acoustic vibration, a special blend with the right rhymes. Precious like once in a lifetime. Connected, glows in the dark since the spark. This is that next tip, radiates visibly. Soon to be acclaimed critically, shine like stars in a flag for justice and liberty. Deliberately we enter the light, at a triple stage darkness. The heartless try to carry the torch, don't know the art of it. Part of it is seeing the light, being in tune with the inner. Then you spit it through mics, and then it glows. I suppose you get the meaning now. Stay shining like the sun, you see it gleaming now. The energy is kinetic, you feel it beaming out. The amazing sensation is hard to be without. It glows. Music lovers filled with intense heat. Illuminate the inner passions through rhythms we speak. Shine with the design.
priceless. Embrace the essence, and it glows, it glows, it glows like fluorescence. Embrace the essence, yeah. And it glows, it glows, it glows like fluorescence. Embrace the essence, yeah. It glows in the dark at night time. Music for a lifetime. You ever had dreams like mine, huh? You ever had dreams like mine? It glows in the dark at night.
Glows in the Dark on WCVE Public Radio from a new EP called Research and Development. The album features collaborations with MCs and producers from all over the country. In just a moment, we'll hear another cut from the new recording called Ed Bradley. Glows in the Dark guitarist Scott Burton frequently finds inspiration for his compositions in film, so it didn't really come as a surprise to learn where the music for Ed Bradley came from.
Ed Bradley is actually a... It's this cut-up melody from a old kung fu movie. It's this one, this kung fu movie called Point the Finger of Death. It is a terrible movie, but the theme song is amazing.
It's really funky. It almost sounds like Quincy Jones.
It is, you know, and it might even be Quincy Jones.
Flames are flung with an insane tongue, heavy as the bass drum. Straight laced the track, dare you to say something, I'm charismatic. Persuading the beat and hotter than swaying the heat when it's played in the street like kids at the hydro. My domain, I protect those who come here in the jungle. The mighty jungle, you were somewhere that you shouldn't be. Catastrophe, the name 2020. I'll return the applause if you clap at me. Not a gangster, please. Leave it for those internet hackers or whack rappers with their MP3s. I make the vinyl spin. You won't reward me in your original packing, cause it's a classic. Friend, I'll sign your rapping and get it cracking again. Promote the show, promoter, it's a win. I'm packing the mint. What are you dabbling in, huh? This is made for fabulous men. 2020, done again.
The guy who did Ed Bradley struck me as sounding more like an actor delivering, you know, a monologue than a rap artist who speaks very rhythmically.
Yeah, absolutely. 2020, it's actually this MC named U-George, and he's Rastafarian. But 2020 is a character that he raps under sometimes. And so he's got a lot of recorded material under the name U-George. He sounds completely different as that. But when he's rapping as this 2020 character, his goal is to sound like a news anchor.
He does.
Yeah, that's like his, you know. So when I heard this track, I was blown away. I was like, I've never heard anyone do that before. And I'd never heard him on anything else as 2020. So that was one of the things. I was like, I wonder if I could get U-George to record another 2020 track. And I'm super excited that he did.
One of Scott's goals in this latest project was to see what other creative people would do with the material. The last three tracks on the EP are remixes of his songs Up and Down, Rung by Rung, and Fluorescence.
Remixing for me has been really, really exciting because I love just giving someone all the original tracks and just not having a clue what I'm going to get back. Just, you know, here's what we did. Do whatever you want with it. I'm just happy that, you know, that they're collaborating. And in this instance, all the remixes that we've been getting, we've got more that we're going to release later, but they've all been great. One of my favorite ones, just purely from a music nerd perspective, was Yamin Somali's remix of our song Up and Down. He sampled a clip from my absolute favorite Yes album, which is an album called Close to the Edge. And in that album, the chorus for that song is I get up, I get down.
Up and down.
Then also the remix, the Marijuana Death Squad's remix is great too. That's producer Ryan Olson's project. And he built a lot off of the vocals. And he would take like sections of Reggie's improvised trombone solo and cut it up into basically making a new instrumental chorus out of it. But then like layering the vocal tracks and echoing them and running them through all sorts of crazy filters to just create something really new. Like, he would cut up the time in the vocals, like the way people would rap. Sometimes he would make it swing harder just based on cutting and like just moving a line here and there.
Out my mind, the spirits that be moving me. What is this alphabetic infancy? These rappers be all caught in. Please don't get bought in.
It was fascinating to listen to it, especially after, you know, producing the original version. I'd say a lot of this kind of process came from listening to there's a producer named Madlib. He's based in California, and he makes a lot of these instrumental albums that are just, they're just mashups of everything. And he would always put samples of Gil Scott Heron and like anything, like samples from sets of like people doing comedy, like, you know, black comedians in the 70s doing comedy. So you'd have a lot of Red Fox samples and mash it up with all sorts of music. Like, he has a beat album that I really, really like. It's all about India. And so he builds all these beats out of samples from Bollywood movies. It's just like so fascinating to think of, you know, you literally like can create these projects that it's almost like you can almost, there's too many influences to trace, you know, and it's just like, well, here it is. This is something new. I don't really know what it is, but I, you know, obviously like the way it sounds, and I think it's a new take on something. I was also very influenced by bands like The Roots, who are they're a hip hop group with live instrumentation, and Robert Glasper, the same way, is doing a lot of hip hop based things. And I've always liked that music, but I've also always thought that there was more room for sort of more free improv aspect to it. Like, I felt like just because you are using MCs rapping, you don't always have to have like this really tight beat. And, you know, it's basically, you can have people improvising out of time and you can still have people rapping. And there's just like a lot of things, I guess just things like that, that I wanted to explore that I hadn't heard before and that I just kind of hoped would work, you know?
Guitarist and composer Scott Burton. You can find music by his band Glows in the Dark, including his latest release, Research and Development, at glowsinthedark.bandcamp.com or glowingrealm.tumblr.com. I saved my favorite groove from the new album for last. This is a track called Imagery. Again, Glows in the Dark includes Scott Burton on guitar, Reggie Pace on trombone, John Lilly on tenor sax, Cameron Ralston on bass, and Scott Clark on drums. The MC is John Robinson. Music from Glows in the Dark on WCVE Public Radio.
The lies, deceit, the cries, defeat. You told me it'll get easier. I'm saying, what y'all need me for? Give so much, but so little is returned. Cut dope, execution and style, it burns. Ever since childhood was blessed with the words. The way too shy to ever see this as his first love. He unleashes impromptu speeches. Countless heads are reached with the help of the illest beatsmiths. Whoever thought he'd be that main cat saying something. With international love, locals are still fronting under the assumption that he won't get far. Cause his rhymes wasn't based on a chain or a car or a drink at the bar. In the shot glass, living like a star, climbing to the top fast. Got rank in the game, he was top in his class. With a style of the chain, got it locked on smash. Come on.
Thank you. tracks out of style. Carbon copycats on file for the appeal. Hip hop Rwanda straight killing the real. Misleading the seeds, calling this $1 million rap. Now every other song got a dance and a snap with the hands to the clap. You're programmed to applaud this. The mainstream media outlets are the cause of this. It's the conspiracy to